August 16th, 2004, I'm talking to Frances Tubbs at her home at 504 M Street. And Frances, if you would just state your full name for us.
Frances Marie Smith Tubbs.
All right. And when were you born?
September the 17th, 1908.
And where were you born?
In Rager and, well, between Rager and Chillicothe in Missouri. Mm-hmm. It was a farm that my grandmother had. And we, my father met my mother in La Grande. And he was a railroader, and they had a house right across from the railroad down here.
What street was that? Do you remember?
It was just kind of a set off.
Okay, we're talking about when you were born and where you were born.
Well, my father met my mother. He had typhoid. And when my grandmother had this house and let the railroad men come in between times when they were working for to sleep.
So was your mom born in La Grande or your father?
No, neither one. They both lived here.
Oh, they both
And she met him at her mother's when he had typhoid, and my mother took care. My mother's name was Clara Amelia Stoll, S-T-O-L-L. Uh-huh. And she lived there with her mother. And she took care of him. So when he got well, he said he had to marry her because he couldn't pay the bill. So they got married on the 6th of December of 1906.
Now, he had typhoid. How did he get typhoid?
He worked for the railroad. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Was there a typhoid epidemic or that swept through La Grande at that time? Or
No, not that I know of. It was just one of those things that he got, and she took care of him. Mm-hmm.
So what did he do on the railroad?
Then, when they got married, it was in December the 6th, and his father died in Missouri, and he went back and took my mother to Missouri to be with his mother. She had a little farm, and he had a lot of family in the two, Chillicothe, Missouri, and Rager, Missouri. Quite a big family. And when I was 6 months old, he decided he couldn't take this anymore. He had to come back to railroad in La Grande.
So they actually moved to Missouri, where you were born, and then moved back to La Grande.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you how old?
Pardon?
How old were you when they moved back?
6 months.
Wow.
And then in November, my grandmother passed away, and she was November 17, 1908.
Now, where did your family live when they first moved back to La Grande?
The place I can remember was 1414 Monroe Street. We lived there. And then my middle sister was born, and she was I was 3 years old, and she was just 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
No, two. No, wait a minute. I was three, and she was two.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved next door to 1412, and the thing I can remember then was Dad coming home from fishing, and he had this huge big salmon or fish then out of the Grand Drown, that were swimming around in a bathtub, or a big tub, wash tub. And I remember that, seeing that. I just couldn't feature. And I'd go over and put my hand in the water, you know. And then my sister, my second sister, my first sister's name was Amy Cora Smith, and my middle sister was Frida Elaine, if that's right, Smith. And there was just, she was born in July, Amy was born in August, and I was born in September.
So was it just the three of you girls? Or
uh-huh, just three of us.
Uh-huh.
My dad always wanted a boy, but he didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I was the boy.
Oh.
Yeah. I helped him with his dogs. He raised dogs, hunting dogs, and he loved to hunt.
What kind of dogs?
Llewellyns and Springer, not Springer, Llewellyns and hunting dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Llewellyns, uh-huh.
What did he hunt for?
Anything. Pheasant.
Did he hunt deer and elk?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So at that time, was there a lot of elk and deer around? Just, was it easy to get?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So is that
you could go, and we lived on the, in the wintertime, on the wild game, because he loved, my mother was a wonderful cook. And we always had some kind of wild game. Duck, goose, deer, then fishing, and he'd get his fish from around here.
So he could get salmon right out of the Grand Ronde River?
Well, maybe it was a big, but...
like a trout or a... Like that,
I think, if I remember right, that we didn't have, I don't think we've ever had salmon in the Grand Ronde.
Hmm.
Trout.
So how would your mother prepare the meals? And was it a big feast that you usually had, or
yes.
what kind of meals? You said she was a good cook. What kinds
yes.
of things did she cook?
Oh, his one thing that he loved was his cornmeal baked with white. His father was a miller on weekdays. And on Sundays he was a preacher, and they always had white cornmeal for their bread, and he'd have his cornmeal with his dinner, then he would have cornbread and milk and sugar for his where we would have cookies or something. That was his dessert.
Mm.
He was a big man. He was 6'2½", with a broad, and I had his arms.
Mm. So what was his name?
John Bowen, B-O-W-A-E-N. Well, railroaders are out here all know about him.
Mm-hmm. So tell me some things about him that you remember in terms of the railroad.
Well, You didn't have any movies or that sort of thing. Nothing about that. But rodeos and those you had. But he was more for his outdoor. We'd go weekends during the summertime when it was nice, and he would be one day a week maybe on the road. And we'd go and stay in the mountains for a week at a time, and we'd play in the grounds, and and we usually went Capitol Creek. And
do you take tents and things like that?
No. We sleep on a pine boughs. And Mother always had enough things to cover you and everything, and you were protected. And we had an old Mitchell. Was it a Mitchell? The old car that we had, you know, under the, and it had side curtains.
Oh.
And when it would be raining or something, we'd have to have those side curtains up.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, and then when it was cold. And I can remember us kids used to have something we'd blow and make it sound like something had happened to the car. We'd have to stop and look at the wheels. And our early lives were close at home. Mm-hmm. We had Christmas, always had Christmas, and New Year's, and birthdays. Fourth of July.
Mm.
And my father could sing. And lots of times when he'd come in off the road, we'd sit in the backyard and he'd sing to us all of the the old gray mare.
Oh.
She ain't what she used to be. There was Nellie Gray, and there was another one that we loved, and I probably will think about it later on.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
he always had a garden. Always. Had his own garden, drew his own cabbage, and always made his own sauerkraut. And the neighborhood would love to come, or he would send them sauerkraut, and it was good.
Was this on Monroe, that he had this Monroe Street, that he had this big garden?
I don't think he had very much of a garden there, because he was working pretty steady.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, we called him Uncle Jim, but he had a bakery on First Street, and it was there was a big horse now you see I guess so I can't think.
All right. So you had an Uncle Jim, and he had a bakery on First Street.
On Fur.
Uh-huh.
And a saloon.
And a saloon and a bakery together?
Yeah. No, next door.
Next door to each other.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he had a saloon, and his name was Jim Farquharson. He was Scotch. And he had a family, and I was named for his daughter. His daughter was Frances.
What kind of things did he make at his bakery? Breads and desserts and...
Bread. I had a wooden big box that they shipped the bread in around. You didn't have, if you had, we didn't have donuts and things like that. Those you took from your cookbooks.
Mm-hmm.
But yours with bread and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she has that wooden deal.
Mm-hmm. So every day or every week would you go get bread at the bakery and bring it home?
Mm-hmm. We didn't. Mm-hmm. We just got our bread, but he would ship it around to, you know, the farms and different places, or anybody that wanted it, or the stores.
Did Did they mill the flour in Le Grand, or did
you? Yes.
They did at the flour mill?
There was a flour mill in Island City. And they recently took that out, but it's been there for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And
So when you went to get bread, what kinds of bread did you make?
Well, what I can remember was just white, mm-hmm. but probably other kinds, because I had a recipe book that had different kinds of bread that mm-hmm. was my grandmother's. Mm-hmm. So he probably, but it seemed to me that it was just the big boxes that the bread was in was white.
What about shopping at that time when you were a young girl? What kinds of, where did you go to get your vegetables and your meats?
Mostly you grew your own here.
Mm-hmm.
And
was there a
grocery stores? Yes, we had the grocery store on the corner of First Street and the street Monroe. Mm-hmm. First Street and Monroe, it was down the street, just across the street from where we live.
Do you remember the name of that grocery store?
Harris. It was Harris.
Harris grocery store?
I know we traded there all the time, and he would give us kids candy. He'd go in and he'd get us a piece of candy.
Like stick candy or
yeah.
Gumdrops?
Gumdrops, you know.
Mm-hmm. And did you buy things or did you trade for things?
No, we bought.
Uh-huh.
Because my dad would be paid, you know, and Harris grocery, yeah. And one time, you know, we had sidewalks then, board sidewalks.
Oh.
And your streets were dirt. If you remember, and that was in the old days.
So you'd walk on the boardwalks and...
One day I was with Mother Cat, we were buying stuff. And she got, then you didn't have eggs in a deal. You just had them in a sack. And I was walking down the street with her and going like this, and I busted all the eggs on this, on the post of the hole, you know.
Uh-oh, you were in trouble then, huh?
I'll never forget that.
So what would your mother make for Christmas dinner? What kind of meal would you have?
We always had turkey for Thanksgiving, and sometimes we'd have ham for Christmas, or ham, yeah. Of course, we had wild meat, you know, it was a lot easier and not better, and Mother could clean it and do everything with it. Mm-hmm. And we always had the different kinds of meat.
Mm-hmm. What about your father's job? Can you tell me a little bit about what...
Well, he started out as a fireman.
A fireman?
And he had a great big shovel. And he put it in the front of the front of the engine was open. And he'd fill that with coal, big chunks of coal. Big mollies, they called them.
Hmm.
And he loved those. And he despised the things they have now. They weren't anything in comparison to his big mollies. Of course, they had a little bit different type of smaller equipment first. But he was a fireman, and then he went up to engineer.
Mm-hmm. So what was his job as a fireman? What did he do?
Shoveling the coal.
For the engine on the train?
Uh-huh.
Oh, uh-huh.
It ran on coal. Mm.
So that took a lot of strength. He was a strong man?
He was.
Mm-hmm. So he was a young man when he got that job? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was... In his 20s, he came off Missouri to work on the railroad. And of course his brothers in Missouri were railroaders too. Mm-hmm. But it was different kind of to what he was doing in the West.
What was the difference?
Dad was on the big engines, but they were on the side tracks and doing things like that, and probably did some of it, but they were all railroaders too, other than what they did with farms.
Would you ever get to ride on the railroads with him? Did you ever get to see him?
Never got to get inside.
Uh-huh.
But I went on lots of trips. Mm-hmm. We lived in when we lived over on Monroe, my mother had a friend that lived on S Avenue, and so there was a house on 1809 X. And we lived, she let Mom know that the house was open. So we went over and moved into 1809X, and that's when I started first grade. But we lived in Pleasant Valley when I turned six just before we left. And she wouldn't let me go to school, because I had to ride horseback with the boys.
Oh.
So she schooled me at home.
Oh.
And I can remember it would be cold on the floor, and she put us up on the big table, and we'd do a schoolwork. I'd be sitting on the table with her.
So your father started as a fireman, then what was his job after that?
Engineer.
And what do you remember about his job as an engineer?
Well, he was on the big, read the engines and went according to orders. See, the firemen just did what they were supposed to do, but he got the orders. And
where did the orders come from?
Portland and up and down the lines.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what he wore when he went to work as an engineer?
Pardon?
But do you remember what he wore when he went to work as an
overalls.
Engineer? Overalls.
Overalls. Over the shoulder.
Uh-huh. Did he have a hat?
Cap.
Uh-huh. Was it the striped engineer's cap?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what he wore. Uh-huh. And he always had a cigar. Jumbo, and they called him Jumbo.
Jumbo?
Some of his pals. Because he wasn't really fat. He was just husky.
Mm-hmm.
Big shoulders and long arms.
So he got his orders from Portland, and then what would he do?
He would run according to what they told him to.
Mm-hmm. What were his hours? Did he have to get up early in the morning?
Oh, I tell you, any time of the day or night that he got called out for a trip.
Is that why you live so close to the railroad tracks? Is that you wanted to...
So close to where? The railroad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then, we didn't have to be, but there was a lot of railroad people on that side of the track.
Mm-hmm.
That was railroad town over there.
Mm-hmm.
And
so how would they get a hold of him to tell him to come here?
Telephone.
Telephone?
Mm-hmm. They weren't just like we have now, but it was just a telephone. And my mother worked for the Observer, but it wasn't that wasn't what it was called then. I was trying to think. She set type for the Currys when they had the Observer here. Uh-huh. And she was doing that when they got married.
How did you learn how to do that?
Just went.
Just learned on the job?
Yeah, and went for the job and put her on, and she was very good at it. Hmm. And then she used to take care of the Curry kids sometimes. And that was from the old Curry building. That just broke my heart when they took that Curry building down. Of all,
where the old Observer was, that they just took down recently, the old Observer building, that was the Curry building?
Yeah, the Curry building. Hmm. And it has been there, you know, as long as I can remember. And in the early days, while she, and I have pictures of showing her on the front with the rest of the group. Mm-hmm. And I was very proud of that picture.
So would you go over there after school? Was she doing it when you were in school?
No, because she wasn't working then when I was in school in Le Grand. Oh. We lived on the 1809X and I went to Greenwood School. Oh. And then
how many teachers taught at Greenwood at that time?
Oh, I would have no idea. But it was a huge, big building. Mm-hmm. That was another building they took out.
So it was a two-story building?
Oh, yes. A big one. It was bigger than the one on Riviera.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was bigger than Riviera?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It was a big one. And we had a lot of teachers. And then we'd go, as I got older, we would go up to Central School, to the school there for sewing and cooking for the girls. And down below was a boys' shop.
Was this in your later elementary years? When you
No, it was. I was about probably about 6 or 7 years.
When you started cooking and sewing?
Grade.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then from there, I went to Central.
What kinds of lessons did they teach you at the Greenwood School in your early years? Do you remember any particular lessons or kinds of subjects that you liked at that school?
Well, just regular schools like that with history books and things like that.
What was your favorite subject?
Books. Any kind. Mm-hmm. I love books. And history and arithmetic, to talk to the tune of a hickory stick.
Oh, did you ever get the hickory stick?
Never. No,
did you see people get the hickory stick?
Hmm?
Did you ever see someone receive a switch?
Not really switched. Mm-hmm. I've seen them with their fingers hit a little bit, but Amy and Frieda both went there, but then they
stopped. Just a second.
She moved out.
Let me get it. Okay, we're continuing. Go ahead.
We moved to Pleasant Valley before I was 6 years old. And like I told you, she wouldn't let me go to school because the school, I had to ride on a horse. And it was bad weather. And she didn't want me to ride on the horse with the dog, with the boys. And so she taught me at home. And we were there. She had she became ill and lost a baby boy while we were there. And then we moved back to La Grande. And,
do you remember how old you were when you moved back?
Six.
So it would have been in the early teens?
Mm-hmm. And I went to school at Riviera, and I went at seven. I was six, but I was seven in September after I'd started. And I went to Greenwood until I was about in the seventh grade, I think, or something. Then I went up to Central School. And my two sisters, they were each two years behind, and 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, when did you move to Tallahassee?
That was later.
Oh, that was later.
Uh-huh. I was 11 going on 12.
Now, why did you move there?
Because he was...
Okay, let's let this run for just a second. Okay, we're continuing our
story. Well, it was when they had China Mary's restaurant was on Adams Avenue, the very tail west side of Adams Avenue there.
So there was a China Mary's restaurant on Adams Avenue. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then what was your story about the Tong War?
Well, I don't know too much, but I do know that it happened when my mother was on the street and she saw these two Chinese fighting at each other.
And she was at the post office, which was...
Uh-huh. And they were down further in beyond the China Mary's.
And that was where the Safeway was?
No, back of the Safeway.
Back of the Safeway.
Back of our old Safeway here. Mm-hmm. It was even back further. Mm-hmm. I was trying to... No, I wasn't... probably four or five. Maybe... I can't remember for sure, but I do know that there was a Tong War. And we had underground Chinese that was back.
And what were the Chinese doing there? Were they working?
Working for. They worked. Helped with. Some of them worked on the railroad. But that was before the First World War. Mm-hmm. That's it. That was before the First World War arrived in there.
Mm-hmm. So
in that early time.
So tell me about what happened when your mother was going to the post office. What did she see?
Well, she just saw these two guys fighting and shooting. And she was far enough away, she knew what was going on. But, I was trying to think of but I just remembered that because she talked about it. Mm-hmm.
So did you ever meet any Chinese people when you were?
Oh, I've met a lot of, you know, Chinese people here.
Mm-hmm. Were they at your school? Were there Chinese children going to your school?
No, but there were colored girls in our school then, and I had a special friend. Her name was Misner, and she was as black as the ace of spades, and I was as blonde as could be. But
Misner.
Huh. Was her name? Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I've had lots of contact with the colored people because I worked at the courthouse and I've known a lot of colored people and liked them very much. And
how
they were my
friends. How were they treated in La Grande? generally.
Well, they had their there across the track. That was what we, that's where we were. We were across the track. That's the dividing point. Because we were railroaders and we were with the elite. But my family comes from France and Scotland and England.
So did you ever witness there being any negative comments from the whites about the blacks in the ground at that time?
No, only that they just had their own part of it.
Their own place.
Yeah.
What about the Chinese? How were they treated?
Well, like I say, I didn't see too much of that. But because they took them out of here, you know, after they didn't have them working for them after they got their railroads going and that.
So the Chinese moved away after that?
Or moved to someplace else.
So
we had a little Chinese girl that lived next door to us. One of the boys had married her, and she'd been married to one of the railroaders. And I don't remember her name, but I know that she used to come over and visit with Mom, and Mom would go and visit with her because she was so lonely. And she brought green tea, and that's where we started. Got set on green tea was when the little girl brought us the... And my mother and I always had green tea. And when Dad was on the road, the railroad now that goes up to Joseph, then there was the railroad was up there and it was very active. And they called it the Galloping Goose. And my mother and I would fix little crackers and the cheese in the oven and have our green tea when we were waiting for him to come home. The other two kids were in bed asleep, but I was with my mom. And we'd have our green tea, and then Dad would come home about midnight. He'd go up in the morning and then come home at late at night.
Mm-hmm. So you met him every night with your crackers and tea? That's nice.
When he was on the road and had to go, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was about 7 and 8 at that time. That was when I was starting in Greenwood School.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about your move to Tallahassee. How did that happen?
We, I think we were still living on X Avenue, 1809X. And Dad had got transferred and moved up. He had to work out of Tallahassee. And I went to school there. I was 11 and went to 12 while we were still there. And I had a very dear friend through my whole life, Aretha Halsey. And she died not too long ago with cancer. But we were pals, and I always got letters and cards and things from Aretha, your old pal.
Mm.
Even through adult and on through until just, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly. I have some of her cards.
Did you meet her in Tallahassee?
Uh-huh. Went to school.
So what was the...
It was a big school there, you know, for railroaders and that. It was like a big school.
Mm-hmm.
not a big school like you have them here, mm-hmm. but for a country school.
Was it a one-room or two-room schoolhouse or bigger?
Oh, I don't know whether it was two or three, but it was a big square, white building, and it was you knew it was a schoolhouse. It didn't have a bell up on top or anything, I met Arita there and some other friends. Bradshaw was a railroader then, and I met his two girls, and they're both gone. And one night we had a party, and you took your basket with your deal, you know, you rationed them,
Did they have rations in those days?
You got your basket
something you got at school?
No. It was like you do to get something. You're rationed it off.
You auctioned it.
You had rationed. That wasn't yet exactly, because you get your card and then you get your deal for it.
Mm-hmm. So your rations. Uh-huh.
And it would be cookies or cake or something somebody had baked for you. And I got one. A guy got one for me, and I wouldn't go anyway.
So if they paid money so that you could bring your basket of food and go eat with them, so it was kind of like an auction?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't go with this guy.
No. No, my mom was so mad at me. She said, "You're not very nice." But I hung back, and I wouldn't go eat with him.
So was...
I was kind of a little bit backward about meeting men and people.
Mm-hmm. Was it very different from you to go to a small school in a small town? Living in the Grand, did you like it immediately or not?
What I did in the Pleasant Valley, it was horseback and a small school. And then when I came to La Grand, it was a big school. Greenwood School was a big school. And when I went to, Dad had to go to Calcasa. But then that wasn't as big a school, but it was bigger than what we had in Pleasant Valley. Mm. But there was a few years in between, too, you know.
So was his job different when you moved to Calcasa?
Well, yes, because he was an engineer then. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I crawled underneath the train one time, and I got the spanking of my life, because he said, "One jerk of that train and you'd been run over." And he was just livid. He was so...
What happened?
It was during a time in Tallahassee. Telcasset. And we got our water from a well and a deal up above us. We carried the water back to the house. And eventually the railroad put it in for mothers, for our place, but when we first went there. And I went up to get water, and you had to start it. And the thing was slick with ice and snow. And I got my finger caught and tore the end of it off. And Dad wanted him to take it off of my... And the doctor said, no, he sewed it up and fixed it so I could do it. Mm-hmm. And when I was later on in school, I played the violin and I could use my hand with that. Mm-hmm. But that was sure something.
That was scary. Where did you live in Falcastle?
We lived down close to the railroad. Just the railroad came right between. There was one side and then the other side. And on the other side was a grocery store. And on this side was the mail came to our house, and the mail was in our part of our house.
You lived in
a room where they where they'd get our mail. Mm-hmm. Not our mail, but the mail for it. And I'm not sure whether that continued very long. But I know that it used to come, and the people would come and get their mail there, mm-hmm. in this one room that was there. Mm-hmm. And my dad rushed me to he had called for the train to stop, and took me into La Grande to have my hand taken care of.
So you had to go on the train all the way to La Grande?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
That isn't very far, but mm-hmm. we had to go in to La Grande because we didn't have any place there. Mm-hmm. And
Telecasset mainly a railroad town at that time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there was farms around, mm-hmm. but the place there was a railroad stop. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How long?
And they had a huge tank, water tank. That they took the railroad up to it was a little off. It was off from the railroad. You would drive into that and then turn and then come out and go the other way.
Uh-huh.
I used to know all about that, but I don't anymore.
So there was a turnaround
of
trains?
No. It was did they call it an L? Go up. You see, it would come in, and then there was an off of that, mm-hmm. that went up to this big water tank. And then it would come down so it would go up this way and then come back and go on out.
Oh, I see. So yeah. Would it get water from
uh-huh.
the tank? Uh-huh.
And that's coal, if uh-huh. they needed coal.
Oh, so there was coal there?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. They had it sorted.
Was there a coal mine near it?
No.
Nearby?
Uh-huh. No.
Uh-huh. How long did you live in Telecasset?
Almost 2 years. Uh-huh. And then we came into town.
Was it sad for you to leave Telecasset? Were you sorry to go?
No. We were kind of glad to come into La Grande. And, of course, we had friends up there, but not close friends like we had in La Grande after we got here.
What did you do for fun in Telecasset?
We just went horseback riding and went on trips, little side trips. And,
mm-hmm. Were there dances in the town, or were there parties?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
But then they'd have their dances, but I didn't go to any of those or anything, because I was only going on 12.
Would your parents go and go dancing?
No.
Or? Uh-huh. 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 So you moved back into La Grande. Where did you live then?
We moved back in because Dad got changed. He got I think it was there at Telecastic that he had a wreck, and part of it went into the river there, and part on the side rail.
Part of the train wreck?
Uh-huh, train wreck.
Oh, no. What happened?
I don't, there's something wrong with the, it wasn't his fault, because they, he never had any trouble with it. I had a picture of it, and Stephanie and Jim had that picture, and they're supposed to get that to me. So I'll wear these days all off. But it's a big, long picture, and it's about that high.
Oh, and it's the
and
train.
And it shows where the train is.
Did anyone get hurt?
No.
Oh, that's cool.
No. It was, it wasn't a passenger train. It was a work train, you know, with mm-hmm. all the, there were things in the crack, and some of them partly on the rails. That wasn't, he's been in wrecks, you know, railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the rails were different than they are now, because things have gone, improved and everything.
So you moved back to Le Grand, and where did you live when you got back?
When we got back to Le Grand, from Telecastle, we lived on North Ash. 2804. Yeah, because there was a house on the two houses, and then we were 2804, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
2604. And then we went, and I went up to Central School. And Amy and Frida went to Riviera mm-hmm. School. But I went on up the hill.
What are your memories of going to
because
school?
Because that was just before I went into high school.
What are your memories of going to school at Central? What are some of your memories there? Was it quite a bit different than it is now? Was it a different building?
Oh yes. Central School was a huge big building like Greenwood.
Uh-huh.
And that was where the middle school is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, I think, just 1 or 2 years, and then I went into high school.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you continue with your love of reading at that time?
I went into high school. And my mother insisted I take Latin. And then, you know, that was. And this one friend, no, not exactly a friend, but something that to do with Latin, and we got to writing back and forth, the teacher caught me and blamed me for the whole thing. So But I went on and I got, I think it was 2 or 3 years of Latin. I was up into different books.
Was that the only language that was offered at the high school?
No, I don't. No, my mother was, like myself, quite a reader in school and everything, and she wanted me to have Latin. Mm-hmm. She didn't, and the other girls, they didn't take care of me. Mm-hmm.
Anything else do you remember about high school? Any of your teachers or any experiences in high school?
Yes, you know, the school. I loved football and I didn't play. But I loved the games and the runs that were in the games.
Mm-hmm. So you'd like to go watch the football games?
Yes, very mm-hmm. much so. Mm-hmm. And I had... I was trying to think. I don't know exactly whether it was still in grade school or in high school that I had trouble a little bit with breathing, but after the First World War, we went to California just towards the end and took my aunt down there, and I had pneumonia and the flu. Mm-hmm. They had such flu epidemic, and they wanted to be sure that my grandmother went down there with her daughter down there.
What, there was a flu epidemic in the Grand?
Yeah.
Really?
Every place.
Uh-huh.
And they had it in California, but we didn't realize that it had it as bad.
Were a lot of people leaving the Grand because of that?
No, we were staying, they were staying here, but we took my grandmother down. And Mom wanted to go on a trip down and see her sister and that, and take us kids down there with Dad. And my dad got a great big steamer trunk for us to put our clothes in. Mm-hmm. And we had that thing around for years around home that we went to California. Mm-hmm. But when we got there, my grandmother got it, and I got it, the flu. And I just about died with it. And I can, the one and only, the first time that I'd ever seen my father die, cry. And I was pretty bad, and I came out of it just as I was came to and saw him crying. And he thought I wasn't going to make it. They put a pneumonia jacket on me.
What did that look like?
Cheesecloth and wool stuff in between. Mm-hmm. And they had it up around here and around here.
So around your down, neck and around your shoulders?
And down my behind,
uh-huh.
over my hips. And then each day, my mother would take a little piece, cut a little piece around till it finally got cut off of me. But I had to wear that until I got completely over it.
Hmm.
And she was going to be sure that I didn't get sick again.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to wear that thing underneath my clothes.
Hmm. how long were you in California before you came back to Missouri?
Probably, I would think, 2 or 3 weeks maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It was during I think that we were there.
How was Le Grand affected by the World War?
They had trains going through with the boys on it, the soldiers, and they would stop here, and we'd get to see them. And then the Methodist Church had a kind of, well, I don't know, bivouac down there that the boys could stay and sleep, and people could go and see them. And my auntie lived here, and we used to go down and take them bouquets of flowers or candy, take them some cookies or something that it baked, and take them down to the basement of the Methodist Church.
Wow, so did a lot of people in town feed them and that kind of thing?
Uh-huh. I don't know whether it was people that, you know, you don't know exactly when you're that age where they're from, but you knew that they were there. Mm-hmm. And the boys always came over and talked to us and my auntie. And
did boys that you knew or men that you knew go to the war?
I didn't know. I knew afterwards when I knew when I was a little older.
Mm-hmm.
But
when did you graduate high school?
1928. I've been sick with this deal that I was telling you about a minute ago that I wasn't sure about. And I was out of school quite a bit. It wasn't consumption or anything like that. My mother had consumption and had to go to Pikes Peak in Colorado and stay in a tent during the winter and for 2 years to get over hers. It was kind of, they call it consumption, they call it something else and that, but she was always kind of weakly.
Mm-hmm.
And she had such headaches sometimes.
Mm.
But
what did you do when you graduated? Did you stay in the Grand, or
was
there some place else?
Oh, I stayed in the Grand. I had a friend, a very dear friend, that she was the first one my mother met when she came here, and she met Ada at the depot, and they were friends forever. And when I got out of high school, I went to 6 months.